Blog Talk Radio.
All I need to do is worship. All I need to do is say His name out loud. All I need to do is lift my hands, surrender, and bow. Ladies, I believe that sometimes all we have to do is just lean our head back. Thank you.
Lord, you're the encore. Your name's alive for all to see. The starry hosts declare your glory. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Yeah. Apart from you, there is no God. Light of the world, the bright and morning star. Your name will shine.
Hello, everybody. Opening up our service on tonight was All I Need by Rita Springer and Glory in the Highest by Chris Tomlin. Well, it's the last Monday in the month, which means we got to get that last lesson in faith in with Prophetess Paige before we go into 2019. We got to get that last faith lesson in for this year. So, Prophetess Paige, you're going to come and share with us what the Lord has put in her spirit, after which the Lord has put a word in my spirit for 2019, specifically for 2019. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. For those of you that don't know, this is Prolific Fire, and I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody. Whether you listen on the phone lines, online, on the podcast, on iTunes, thank you so much. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be the woman of faith, Prophetess Paige. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire. And I thank and praise God on tonight for Philippi Fire on tonight as well as Faith on the Line to Ministry are connected through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that's tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for all of those that may be on the phone line, on iTunes, or maybe on a Blog Talk Radio, or however you're listening. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I want to let you all know that the scripture that God has truly put in my heart, some of you all may know it by heart, but I thank and praise God because that's all I know and that's all I can speak on. But God has truly been good to me throughout 2018. And I thank and praise God for 2019. We'll be here in a few more hours. And I thank and praise God that God is blessing us, those that are already here. I want to say Happy New Year's. I want to let you all know that God is truly still working right now. even in your trying time, God is still working things out. God want me to tell you all, somebody is going to go in 2019 the same way there is in 2018. So God said, lead the old into the 18 and come on over into the 19 with the new. In order for you to be able to come in 2019, you got to come in with a willing mind. You got to come in with changed heart. You got to want to be able to be successful and fulfill your dreams, but you have to trust God and have faith. God want me to let you all know, let's leave back the old and bring on the new. And I thank and praise God for that on tonight. And I want to let you all know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then you can find that in Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God for how he's been able me to walk through faith. I've been through fire. I've been through storms. I've been through pain. I've been through a lot of things in my life. But I only can really talk on faith because that's what God allowed me to go through with. Faith and meaning I trust him. I believe that he could do it even though I didn't even see it. Even though the devil came and thought he would be able to knock me down. Even God, I had to trust God in everything that he do. And I want you all to know, those that are listening, maybe this word ain't for you tonight. Maybe you may not see this word in right now, but in 2019, you will. God is getting ready to do some changes. God is getting ready to take you through some things. God is getting ready to open up some doors for those that don't even see it. God is getting ready to heal somebody. He's getting ready to work a miracle in somebody's family. God is getting ready to work a miracle in somebody's marriage. God said, trust him and believe that he will do it. I only have to give you what God gave me on today. God say, trust him. No matter how hard the situation may be, no matter how tired you may get, no matter how hard that you may think it may be, God said, trust him. 2019, trust him. Trust him in 2019. Trust him that whatever you believe it for, you may didn't get it here in 2018, but God said believe and have faith that 2019 will be better. God is getting ready to come back in some of you all's life, that you pushed him away, you pushed him aside, and God is getting ready to bring you back to where you once were. Maybe somebody ministering, or maybe you've been looked over, but God said you get ready to be looked over. Ha, thank you, Jesus. God said you may have been battling with this situation in your body for so long, but God said in 2019 he's going to do it. But he wants you to trust him and believe that he will do it. God said that God wants us to know on tonight that whatever we ask in his name, the word of God says he will do it. God wants you to sow towards your belief. Whatever you believe in God for, sow him. Sow it to him. Well, maybe when property's paid, I don't have no money to sow. God, sow your time into what you want God to do for you. Sow your time. Give God what's due to him. Pray. Sing. Whatever you do for the Lord, God will grant it. A lot of people think sowing is finances all the time, but everybody does not have finance. Some people, they sow their time. They get up and they give God what's due to him. They believe God for whatever they want God to do for them, and God is going to do it. Somebody marriage, God said he's getting ready to restore it. Somebody, God wants you to know faith works, but it only works by you putting something in it. You got to put some work into what you believe in. It's not going to just fall out the sky. If you have pain, pain is not going to go away unless sometime, I'm going to make an example, if you have pain in your body, and sometimes you take medication, and the medication stops the pain, and you begin to once it stops the pain, then you feel better. That's just like God. But the only difference between God and medication, God can work faster. He can heal. And it don't have to come back no more. See, the fleshly pain will leave, but it'll come back. But if you trust God and believe God, it will leave and you won't see it. You won't feel it anymore. But God wants us to trust him in our finance. Trust him in our pain. Trust him with our life. Trust him. Believe God that he will do just what he say he will do. That's faith. Sarah, Abraham had faith. They believed God for a child, but they didn't know they was going to be old before they got the child. But they did not say that God didn't do it. He did it. Although they was in their old age, but God still blessed them with that child. And they were still able to raise that child. I thank and praise God for everything. The woman that had the issue of blood, she suffered for 12 long years. And according to the word of God, it says she spent all the money she had. And she did all the remedy, the doctor remedy, and probably put mixed stuff up to try to stop whatever her issue was. But she still trusts God. Until one day, she said, I'm tired. And I'm going to the king. And I'm going to get my healing today. And that's how we have to do. We have to get up and do something. The Bible says first, faith without work is dead. So that means you got to work for what you believe you want God to do. You got to trust. The word of God says we walk by faith and not by sight, which means even you don't even see it, but that don't mean it ain't there. It's coming. But faith, I thank and praise God that the word of God tells me that faith is the substance for things hoped for and the evidence for things not seen. So it let me know if I believe and if I trust him and if I do what his word says, God's going to do just what he says. His word does not lie. If he said it, then he's going to bring it to pass. I thank and praise God on tonight because God want me to let you all know. Some of you all is going to be in the same place you in now than you are in 2019. Then you're going to take it over to 2019 because of your doubt, because of unbelief, because of you don't want to have faith. We don't want to suffer for nothing. We want everything to fall right now. It's not going to happen for a lot of us because God knows what we can stand. He knows what we can take, and he knows what we can't. So, God, I tell you all on tonight, we got to trust God, and we got to have faith. Maybe your husband ain't acting like a husband should act, but you take that word and you go in that word and you tell that devil that the word of God say a husband ought to love his wife as he do unto the church. So then let me know Jesus loved us so much. He gave his life for us. He gave his life for us. He loved us so much. And that's how God wants the husband to be to his wife. He wants the husband to love God so that he'll know how to treat his wife. So you quote that scripture over your husband. It's in the word. Somebody may be praying for their child and say, Lord, my child is disobedient, they're rebellious, and God, I don't know, I'm just tired, and I'm not going to deal with it no more, and I'm not going to set no man to them no more. They can do what they want to do. The word of God tells us that no weapon performed against me shall prosper. It will not prosper. You don't give your family to the devil. You don't give your husband to the devil. You bind up everything that the enemy put before you. You have faith that God is going to do it. The enemy comes to try to kill, steal, and destroy whatever God put together. It's not going to prosper. The word says you seek him first. He'll come to your rescue. I thank and praise God tonight because I walk faith. Did it hurt? Yes, it hurt. Was it easy? No, it was not. Did I give up? I wanted to. Did I have to cry? A lot of times. Yes, I did. Did I go without? Very seldom, because God always had someone to step in to take a place where my husband was. Sometimes I'm in church and I got one baby in my arm and I got one by the hand and she barely is walking, and then the other one is sleeping, laying on my shoulder. So y'all don't know, I'm a shorty. I'm a shorty, and have one baby on your shoulder and one you holding the hand. But I never gave up. I didn't care what I went through or what I was going through with. I still went on and gave God what's due to him. And I told God every time I sit down, I lay my hand in that seat. I said, Lord, my husband gonna be at church. He gonna come to church. He gonna get delivered, and you gonna set him free. And God did that. I didn't have them children dragging the church by myself. God began to open up the devil's eyes, and I said at the time it was a spirit in him, and he was causing him to act out in the way he was. But God began to open up his eyes, and he began to scare him back home. You don't supposed to be there. You supposed to be at home with your wife. He said he heard a voice that's loud and clear. Said, if you don't get up out of that woman's bed, he said, I'm going to kill you. That's what he said the Lord told him. And he come back home and been here ever since. So I want to let you all know, if you're dealing with things in your marriage, God can do it. But I still trust him and I still did what God say do. I had two daughters that were both born with a birth defect, and it's called Cruzan-Down syndrome. And when they was born, each one of them had difficult problems. I had one was worse on the physical, and one was affected in the mental. But I kept trusting and believing God that they were going to be just as normal as other children. And right today, those girls are in regular classes. They take tutoring classes. Those girls are one of them is A and B student. The other one, she's A and B and barely make, and she do C sometimes, but she's good. So I want to let y'all know what the devil meant for bad. God turned that thing around, and they was talking about one time that they was going to put them in, had them in resource class, but God began to bring them out of resource classes, and they're in regular classes, and they both will be graduating in 2020, and they both will have they both will be coming out of high school with diploma. And they already saying what they want to do when they get out. And I tell God, thank you every day, because what the devil said, God didn't say it. So I want to let you know, those girls are beautiful in spirit inside out. And God blessed them. I had one daughter, which is my youngest daughter. She's 16, had over 30-some surgeries. She's a fighter. She used to love to sing this song every time I turn around. And she always say, I bounce back. And she bounced back. Every time it looked bad, God brought me, I bounced back. And she's a prayer warrior. She would take her little hand and she would lay her hands on you and she would pray. And God would heal through that baby. And he's still healed. And I thank and praise God even now that God began to reign in our life. And I want to let you all know, as I get ready to close this out, I want to let you all know that God hasn't forgotten about you. In 2018, you may not have what you wanted. Things may not went the way you wanted. Your children may not act the way they should have. Your husband may walked off and left you. You may not got the dreams and you may not got the job offer that you wanted. But the word of God tells me, 2019, you get ready to get everything your heart desires. Only you got to believe. The ones that stood back and looking down, laughing and talking, you're going to be helping them. God's going to bless your enemy right before your face. Trust God and believe he will do it. And I'm going to leave y'all with a little verse of this song. What God has for you, it is for you. What God has for you, God has for you is for you. It is for you. It is for you. I know without a doubt that He will bring you out. What God has for you, it is for you. Y'all have a blessed New Year's. Happy, happy New Year's. Until next Friday. Now I turn you over to Property's Plate. God, probably Stacy. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful New Year's.
And the word for 2019, the foundational text, comes from John chapter 8. Verses 3 through 11 from the New King James. Again, it's John chapter 8, verses 3 through 11 from the New King James. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him, Jesus, a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What do you say? But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went away one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those who accuse you? Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. When Jesus told the woman caught in the act of adultery to go and sin no more, what he was really offering her was a chance to go and work on herself. When he told her to go and sin no more, what he was really offering her was a chance to go and work on herself, a chance to go and work on bettering herself, so that she wouldn't find herself in the same situation again. Beloved, that's our word going into 2019. That is our word going into 2019. Work on bettering yourself. Tonight's message, our word going into 2019, work on bettering yourself. You have been given another chance for a reason. Take full advantage of the time given to you. Work on bettering yourself so you won't find yourself in the same situation again. Work on bettering yourself so that you will not find yourself in the same situation again. I hear God saying, There are some things you can leave behind. Oh, yes, they are. There are some things that you can leave behind. Start worrying about those accusing you. Start worrying about those accusing you, those who saw you at your lowest point and tried to push the issue. Stop focusing your attention on them. Somebody stop focusing your attention on them. Because the truth be told, and here's the revelation that I want you to catch in your spirit. Here is the revelation that I need you, that I want you to catch in your spirit going into 2019. Those accusing you, pointing the finger at you, are no better than you, and they certainly are not qualified to hold you to what Jesus has released you from. Those accusing you, pointing the finger at you, are no better than you, and they certainly are not qualified to hold you to what Jesus has released you from. In the text, the men who caught the woman in the act of adultery were no better than she was. When you think about it, in the text, the men who caught her, caught the woman in the act of adultery were no better than she was. Think about it with me. You know I like to make you think on prolific fire, so think with me. In order for them to catch her in the act, she had to be in the midst of a sexual act when they saw her. And since there were no TVs or internet porn sites back then, my question would be, just how long had these men been standing there watching her before they decided to call her out? That's something to think about. Since there were no TVs or no internet porn sites back then, my question would be, just how long had these men been standing there watching her, stalking her, being a peeping Tom looking at her before they decided to call her out? And if they want, and if they weren't so trapped, so set on trapping Jesus, would she have been called out at all? That's a good question. If they were not so trapping Jesus, would she have been called out at all? Because it could have been that each of these men, each of her accusers, were secretly addicted to pornography. You heard me right. It could have been that each of these men, each of her accusers, were secretly addicted to pornography, and they enjoyed watching her. Which would explain why in the text, when Jesus began to call them out the way they called her out, they couldn't take it, and they went away one by one, convicted by their own conscience. That's what the Bible says. They were convicted by their own conscience, and they went away one by one. The love, God had me to say all of that just to show you that those accusing you are just as guilty as you. Those so quick to accuse you, point the finger at you, those same people have three fingers pointing back at them for the one finger that they pointed at you. Okay, so maybe you were the one caught, but you're not the only one guilty. Maybe you were the one caught, but you're not the only one guilty. They have some things that they need to work on within themselves, too. You need to work on bettering yourself, but they need to work on bettering themselves, too. They have some things to work on within themselves, too. So it's time to stop running. It's time to stop running. When you feel convicted, it's time to stay and face it. It's time you stay and face it. Work on bettering yourself. Remember, that's our word for 2019. Work on bettering yourself. That's all any of us can do. Work on bettering yourself. That's all any of us can do. And start worrying about those who know your past. And start worrying about those who know your past. 2019 is a year filled with nothing but time to better yourself. Think of 2019 as a year filled with nothing but time to better yourself. Somebody tonight, I need you to know that you got time. Please don't feel that you're running out of time. God is giving you time. Jesus is giving you all of 2019 to get yourself together. Think of 2019 as a year filled with nothing but time. Time for you to better yourself. Time for you to get yourself together. So that you won't find yourself in the exact same situation this time next year. God told the woman, Jesus told the woman in tonight's foundational text to go and sin no more because he didn't want to see her in the same situation again. So go and sin no more. Go and leave it alone. Go and work on bettering yourself. Go and start your life over. Work on bettering yourself. Don't worry about your accusers. Ignore what they have to say. Just go ahead on and ignore what they have to say. Everybody has sinned. Hear me. Everybody has sinned. Every one of us. We have all fallen short of God's glorious standard. Romans 3:23 from the New Living Translation. No matter how squeaky clean we appear to be on the outside, remember, that's on the outside. There's always something in need of improvement, in need of deliverance, in need of forgiveness and healing on the inside. No matter how squeaky clean we appear to be on the outside, there's always something on the inside that needs to be improved, needs to be delivered, needs to be forgiven, or we need to forgive, and healing that needs to take place on the inside. Yet, God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. Yet, God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. Romans 3:24, New Living Translation. So, if Jesus saw fit to release you, if Jesus saw fit to release you and give you another chance, who are we or anybody else to judge? So I say to you tonight, everybody under the sound of my voice, go and sin no more. In other words, go and work on bettering yourself. Go work on bettering yourself. You don't have to remain in bondage to that sin, to that issue, that addiction, that lifestyle. And you certainly, hear me now, and you certainly don't have to worry about those accusing you. Your accusers are not even innocent themselves. Your accusers are not even innocent themselves. They are no better than you. So just focus on you. Focus on bettering yourself. And God and Jesus will take care of the rest. Father God, each of us, we thank you for another chance. Thank you for more time to work on bettering ourselves. Work on healing. Work on forgiving. Work on getting delivered. Work, because if a person is working, he or she doesn't have time to accuse. Work, because if a person is working, he or she doesn't have time to accuse. Work on bettering yourself. That's what you told me to tell the people on tonight. That's what I'm receiving for myself tonight. It's time for us to prolify your family to work on bettering ourselves. Work on bettering yourself. In the name of Jesus, amen. As usual, if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, nothing is different in the new year. You can still call or text me at 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, the PayPal information is paypal.me/prolificfire, paypal.me/prolificfire, or you can just go to prolificfireministry.com. You can also donate from there, prolificfireministry.com. The Cash App information is the money symbol. Prolific Fire is all written together. The P in Prolific is capital, as well as the F in Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. DM me on both of those if you need to. And please like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Each of you listening in tonight, thank you for tuning in. But be sure to join us for the first Faith on the Line with Prophet Stacy for the new year. Call in this Friday night for prayer and encouragement. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. If you don't get in tonight for whatever reason, you have a second chance on Friday night. So call in, and we will be glad to pray with you. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, kicking off the first service of 2019 with a message entitled, Becoming.
Thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in. Happy birthday tomorrow, June. Thank you for calling in. Tonight I see that there are no live prayer requests, but I gave you my information, so if you need me, please reach out. To God be the glory. Happy New Year, everybody.